You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Visit bpn.fm to discover more.
You're listening to The Ensemblist, Broadway's original podcast. On this episode, we're sharing the stories of how five actors came to make their Broadway debuts last year. Welcome, I'm Mo Brady.
Upstage, downstage, it's all the rage. You can't resist the Ensemblist. End scene.
Hey there, listeners. Today we have some really fantastic stories to share from five actors who made their Broadway debuts in 2018. This quintet of triple threats sat down with us in front of a live audience at BroadwayCon in January to share what it's like to have their dreams fulfilled by performing on Broadway. Each shared with the audience both the audition process they went through as well as their favorite experience from being a part of an original Broadway company thus far. So here, in their own words, are Kimberly Dodson, Tiana Okoye, Nikhil Sabu, Jack Sipple, and Khadija Terjan. Enjoy.
Some hearts can conform, fitting the norm, flaunting their love for all to see. I tried to change, thinking how easy life could be. I just kept on failing, I guess that was a sign.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
That there wasn't much hope for this.
I'm Nikhil Sabu, and I made my debut in Mean Girls. So I auditioned in sort of January, February of 2017 for The Lab, and coming up in April, I'll have been doing Mean Girls for 2 years.
Wow.
So it's like, it's interesting to think about that because you have these checkpoints of like The Lab and then DC and then Broadway, and it feels like, oh no, we've only been on Broadway since April. But truly, this show has been in my body for the past 2 years. I auditioned for The Lab, and there was a thing called a no right of first refusal, meaning you're in The Lab, but that doesn't mean you're going to continue on to the next process. So, like, you always want to put your best foot forward, and obviously everyone's there to, like, have fun and stuff like that. But, but I went through 6 to 8 rounds of auditions for it. You know, Kevin G, and then also this, and for the ensemble, so they had to, like, you know, kind of make sure both of them were the fit for the person that was going to be doing the job. I mean, I didn't do theater at all growing up. I started my junior year of high school, and my parents were so just not about it. They didn't, because it was just because of lack of knowledge. And then I went to college for it, and still they're kind of like iffy about it. A mushy, cool moment for me was when my mom. We would go to Broadway shows when I was here at NYU, and my mom just said to me, it's like, it's crazy to see you on the other side of the fence. And she's talking about the stage door line fence.
Oh, yeah.
And like,
oh.
And I remember I gave her a hug, and I went back into you walk into Mean Girls, and it's just a little small room for you. And I just remember breathing, and then I just started crying because I was like, that was my mushiest, coolest moment of this entire thing, was that moment of my mom being just like, you're on the other side. My mom is super loving and stuff like that, but sometimes she doesn't have the right words to say, like, I'm proud of you or something like that. But, like, that was her saying all of that.
Yeah.
That's part one. The cool moments. There are so many. The Tony Awards, perform on SNL, the Today Show, Thanksgiving Parade.
Parade was so fun.
The parade,
The parade was probably the freezing, show but it was the most thrilling thing I've probably ever done. Sitting at a bar and having wine with Tina and just like, and talking to her, and she's like, mom, and just like, you know, just like hug her and hold her and blah, blah, but it's like, it's stupid cool. And the thing is that like, it never stops. This past year, the coolness and sexiestness of all, that's not even a word, but the, about all of this, it just never stops. It's just one highlight over the next highlight over the next over the next, and I'm just stupid grateful for all of it.
Yeah. And though I don't know how or when, but somehow I learned to see, no matter what the world might say, this heart is the best part of me.
My name is Kimberly Dotson, and I made my debut in Summer, the Donna Summer musical.
Yeah. Yeah.
My experience with Summer, I knew the people on the other side of the table from, I did the regional version of A Bronx Tale, and it's the same production company that did Summer. And mine was much shorter, I think, because of that. Mm-hmm. First of all, they invited me in to dance. So I did a dance audition and then sang after. But they played us all, and it was like a month until we heard anything after that. So it was kind of like, okay, you know, summer's off the table. I'm going to go and live my life. Then all of a sudden, when you're busy, right, they call you in. And so it was really like four intense days of them bringing me in for Summer and for other things that they were working on. So it was like, I had an audition for Summer. I had an audition for a lab and another workshop. And it was all like they were just kind of flooding in all the people that they could at the same time. And I remember at the end of my audition for the lab of something, they went, Kim, can you just, do you have your song that you sang for Summer? Do you have that here? And I went, yeah, I have it. Can you just sing it? Because we just didn't quite get it on tape. They gave it to me the night before this audition. It was five songs and like seven scenes that had to be in an accent, right? And so I came in and I was like, here, you know, here are the songs that I prepared. Here are all the other things. And they go, Kim, can you sing your disco song that you sang 2 days ago? And I was like, so then maybe 2 days later, you know, usually when you hear back, it's either like, you'll hear the week after, or maybe it'll be like the next hour, right? So maybe 2 days later, they were like, Kim, you're going to La Jolla for Donna Summer. And I was like, cool. One thing that I think a lot of people don't know is that if you do the out of town, it's not always guaranteed that one, it's going to move to Broadway, or that you are going to move with it. So one thing is that for La Jolla for Summer, we finally got the announcement via the internet that the show was moving to Broadway, right? And we go, cool, Summer's moving to Broadway. And so we're like looking around at each other like, you know anything, girl? No? Did you, anybody's agent call anybody? And then, you know, it could be that only the leads go or one of us goes. And then, you know, but luckily for us, for Summer, they took all of us. But that can be very rare. I mean, I feel like if any of you are parents to a child who wants to do this, just know that whatever energy you give to that child to be able to do this work is meaningful. I've had like two busloads of family come to see Donna Summer. And just the fact that my family was able to come and see something that they really enjoyed and really had fun seeing. And my grandparents are 80 in their 80s, they're 86, and they were the ones who drove me to dance class every day. And so for them to be able to see me on Broadway just means like way more than I anticipated. Just because it's a win for them in way more than me, you know? It's like when people give their time and energy and money and money and money into a child. And you just kind of hope that that kid like gets to the place where they want to go. Seeing it through, like seeing this experience through other people's eyes has made it so much more meaningful. Mm-hmm. Also, I think just with our cast, we were a cast full of women, 16 women, 11 of them were Black. And to see so many people from where I'm from Baltimore, you know, bring busloads of people from church, you know, and see like full brown audience, like, you know, came to see Donna Summer, like came to see us. Girls who would message me on Instagram saying, you know, I'm so glad I found you. I want to do this. When I saw Aida and Lion King when I was six, like, I thought Heather Headley was the only Black woman on Broadway. Like, I thought that was it. I thought, and I was like, well, maybe she will age out one day. I will one day be her. And then I got older and I saw, like, the one Black girl in the ensemble. And then I was like, I could do that. I could be the one Black girl in the ensemble, you know? And so for me to have my first role in this show where it was just all of us together, you know, talking about hair, talking about life right now, talking about all of it, was so meaningful.
And though I don't know how or when,
but somehow I learned to see.
No matter what the world might say,
this heart is the best part of me.
My name is Khadija Tarian, and I made my debut in King Kong. Mine's a bit of a blur because I sort of went in with my eyes just like that. I think it was two or three times that I auditioned. So first I heard about this audition through a friend in a group text. My agents didn't send me out on this, which is how I've booked most of my jobs. I did The Wiz Live as well, heard about it through the grapevine and friends that were going. And I was like, well, you know, maybe I could... Why not me? You know, so I just went in and I walked into this audition as well. And I auditioned as a puppeteer first for Kong, because that's part of my background. I was in a show called Fuerza Bruta before. First, we took a yoga class. It was very different than anything that I expected. Then we did a lot of, we ran around and gave a lot of high fives. And I was like, what's going on? You know, and they wanted to see how we would react to things just thrown at us. And we're like, what's going on? And then we did a lot of strength testing. Carrying people, I had, and then we did tumbling. I don't tumble. I did somersaults off the mat, kind of like
that's
taking like, yep.
You tumbled.
Man, I went in with this why not me and this sense of play and let's try it and just put your best foot forward. And that's ultimately what they were looking for. They were looking for someone to be like, okay, I don't have that skill set yet. But how do I continue to stay in the game? How do I continue to play? Because working with Kong is unlike anything anybody has ever done before. There's no way to prepare for that. So then after that, then we sung. And then they brought us back in. And I'm not sure if this is the same day or not. But we continued with our strength training, with our tumbling, with our... and then we sang again. And then at a later date, they called us in to partner to dance, to see if we were eligible to dance with the ensemble. And then we sang once again. We had 900 children come that are homeless. And they provided... lunch for them. They were so excited for this show. And when Kong came out, if you've seen King Kong's entrance, they were screaming their little faces off. It was incredible. It felt like you could almost feel the wind coming back at you from them. And we were just, we have like our hoods on, we're darkly lit, but we're all just laughing and we're all so energized because of them. They were with us every step of the way. And just to have children in the audience that are so excited to be with you. We were so thankful to have them. Like I've never been more moved or more thankful to have certain people in the audience.
Wow.
Yeah, that was my top.
Very cool.
So fierce, all in the past, fading so fast.
My name is Jack Sippel, and I am the swing and dance captain at the prom.
Come on.
Mine was very quick. So with the prom, I auditioned over a year ago, and they had already had a company because they had done an out-of-town trial in Atlanta. They had done previous labs. So they were looking for very specific people and very limited people. So we auditioned. We walked in one day. We danced the combination. We sang our song. I think I was in the room for maybe 30 minutes that day. Left. Got the call back for the following week. Went in. Did the same thing. But I think we were in the room for maybe like 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. Like we reviewed it once. And then they're like, okay, let's do it. And there's no like, let's refresh and learn it again, you know? You just go and you do it, and then sang my song, left, and then I got the job that night. And then, yeah, it was a very quick turnaround. But then we did the lab about a year ago, so it was for the lab production, and then I already knew I had both contracts moving forward through September. So things that really stood out to me was, one was in the rehearsal room. We were doing one of our final runs. And this is coming from the standpoint of being someone who's on the younger end of being on Broadway. Walking into the room, it was all those chairs are set up because you're doing your little presentation before you move to tech, and seeing all the smaller chairs, and then there were five taller chairs in the back, and it said Casey Nicola, Casey Hushin, John McGinnis, Jack Sippel, Mary Mitchell Campbell.
Mm.
Then sitting and watching it, kind of looking side to side and be like, wow, like... These are the people who make it happen. You know what I mean? Of all the shows that are out there, they have just a few hits. So that was a really cool moment. And then it was first getting a playbill and opening it up to the page where it has like the producer. It's almost, I don't know what, not the cover page. What is that called? When it has like everyone's name really small and it has just who's on it. And then it has the dance captain line. And then my name was there in its own line. Because like the whole point of like the younger end, what I was meaning was growing up, you're always like, yes, I would love to do Broadway, but in my perspective, it always kind of felt like it was for people who had like fully graduated college and have like made it happen for themselves already and then made it to Broadway. I always felt like it was for, I don't want to say the older crowd, that sounds terrible, but do you know what I mean? Like the more mature, older human being, I don't know how to put that nicely. More experienced, sure. So then coming in and then starting... My whole journey at 16 was a whole... I'm not 16, but starting my whole journey at 16, it was just a different phase. So then that's why these moments really stood out, because I was like, wow, we're making it happen. We're doing it. So that was really cool for me.
My name is Tiana Okoye, and I made my debut in the Cher show. So I'm from L.A. originally,
right.
And the team came out to L.A. to audition. So it was just, I think I had 2 days of auditions, and that was it. First was a dance call, and the only person I knew was Bernie Telsey that was in the room. I didn't know anyone else. I really didn't know what to expect. I didn't really see, I was like, oh, the Cher show. Who knows what it's going to be like? So I went. I went in with zero expectations and just sort of to like have fun and cheer my friends on. And that's what I did. And so I did that. We danced. And then I got asked to stay and sing. So I did that. And then they had a day of callbacks where we danced again and sang again. And then that was it. And the following week, I booked the job, and that was just for the out-of-town tryout, but I think that was guaranteed the Broadway spot as well. But I think they already had the lab, so they already had a secure cast in place. There were just a few tracks that they were looking for, so I happened to fit one of those tracks, and here I am. Cher. Oh my God. Opening night, you guys. Cher. So we had like a rehearsal the day of opening that we all were just so mad about, because we're like, of course, opening day, we have rehearsal. Mm-hmm. So we got called into rehearsal. We had some like opening, you know, the gypsy robe and, or the, mm-hmm. sorry, what is it called
legacy
now?
Robe.
Legacy robe. Legacy robe. things like that and that I had never been a part of were really exciting. But then we did a rehearsal for a sing-through of Turn Back Time with Cher. And Cher wasn't there yet, but we're like, hopefully this is going to happen. Hopefully Cher is going to come on stage at the end of the show as Stephanie is thanking all of these people who have made this happen, and she's going to come on stage and sing with us. And it happened. And she walked right past me, and she's been to rehearsal several times. She's seen the show. She came to Chicago for Out of Town, and she came a few times during tech and things like that. But to perform with her on stage was just incredible. So that was for sure one for me. Another would be to... for me, was walking into the theater for the first time and seeing the set there, walking up to the marquee, seeing the lights, and walking into the dressing room. It was just, that day was a lot to take in. Like, yeah. This is my Broadway dressing room. I get to share. It was insane. And I just felt so lucky and so blessed in that moment. And then my last highlight, there are three that were just so important to me, were having my parents there opening night. I wouldn't have had anyone else there with me. There was no question, who's going to get the tickets for opening night. It was my parents. Like Kim said, they're the ones that made it happen. And without them, I wouldn't be where I am today. So it was really, really, really special to have them there with me.
Special thanks to Kimberly Dodson, Tiana Okoye, Nikhil Sabu, Jack Sipple, and Khadija Terajan for sharing their stories with us this week. You can learn more about them and how to connect with them online by visiting our website, theensemblist.com. The Ensemblist was produced today by me, Mo Brady. You can help others find out about The Ensemblist by leaving us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. Seriously, it's super easy to do, and it really does help our exposure if you like these stories that we've been bringing you the last few months. You can also download episodes wherever you get your podcasts or at theensemblist.com. Also, follow us on Instagram to see the latest posts from our website, where we are sharing the stories of talented artists working on Broadway, national tours, regional theaters, the West End. Really, there's a lot of great content there, so be sure to check that out. And thanks for listening, guys. Until next time.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Suffs celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Suffs has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah, not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.